Text JOIN to 479-349-4313 or visit RazorbackFoundation.com for more information. That's JOIN to 479-349-4313. Can't wait to see you on the Hill. Go Hogs!
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right.
Between him, John Cafferty, and Bob Seger, they sound alike. Doesn't that sound like John Cafferty?
Yeah.
Garden of Eden.
I think it was supposed to be an imitation.
Cafferty?
I think so.
Well, Cafferty's a real singer.
I know he is.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the
movie.
The movie. Sure. But was it of Bob Seger? Was it of Cafferty? Or was it of...
It was either Fogerty or Springsteen. I can't remember.
But Cafferty's got his own sound, even though it sounds like a few guys.
Before we go to Camden and Kozel, a couple messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. That call with Coach was epic.
Yeah.
This is why y'all are number one.
Thank you.
Y'all always get the best out of everyone. The best morning show of all time. Keep it up. Makes my mornings better. That's from the 501. Thanks so much for that. Here's a good one that says, used to think Cal was a jerk while he was at Kentucky. I've never been so wrong about someone. God's a great leader of young men. Seems like he does, but I sure hope he loves the state of Arkansas as much as we love him. Overall, wonderful human being. Yeah, I tell
you. People say that about me, too. He's a jerk until I got to know him.
He is. Well, yeah, Coach Cal is one of a kind, man. Uh-huh. He is one of a kind. I tell you, if you missed it. I tell you what, you know, I don't know how you're going to do it, Christian. You know, there's multiple clips that we want to post individually. And the things he says are national in scope. His response to Saban and all those things. We've heard some of them before, but the way he put it, I thought today he gave some new little tidbits. And then I think he was right off the bat, Raj, he was defending, you know, the people that are criticizing that he didn't get a big man. He said, I do things different. And he goes, look at the NBA playoffs, you know. And he was talking. I thought that was great. He was talking about, I'm not going to deal with an agent. I'm not going to do it. Look at that. I got three guys that are playing for a world championship now. They get one of them, two of them are going to win. One or two will win it, and that's the way I want to do it.
He's almost Teflon now. He's been around for
so
long.
You bet.
And he's not afraid to say all the things that he wants to say. No repercussions or anything like that. He's done it. He mentions he's going to continue to do what he's doing here as long as he's here. This is his third of a contract of 5 years, right? Isn't that right?
I think so. Yeah.
So we'll see how long he sticks around. I mean, how before fans, will fans just go, if we don't get past the Elite Eight, you know, or if we only make it to the Final Four, we'll figure that. That'll be the conversation in a couple of years where we go, well, was his tenure a success?
Yeah. You know,
what makes it a success?
Roger, for the last time, we have to make this call to our man, Cam Nicosia. Will you please welcome him into the show there, Raji Daji?
Morning Mayhem is joined by Arkansas second baseman Cam Kojal. Kojal hit .333 with 15 home runs and 62 RBIs on the way to making second team All-SEC. He comes into this season as a Baseball America preseason All-American. He's brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Count on Ortho Arkansas for urgent treatment, diagnosis, physical therapy, and more. Serving Arkansas statewide with 10 locations. For more info, visit orthoarkansas.com or call them at 501-500-3500.
Good morning, Camden.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man. Our last call with you officially, not to say we're never going to talk to you again. I hope we can stay in touch. But officially with Morning Mayhem is our NIL call sponsored by Ortho Arkansas. It's our last one. Just got to tell you, you know, getting started, man, it's been a blast for 2 years. You've been a class act, and we've really enjoyed getting to know you and following your career.
Yes, well, thank you. I love doing this, and it's kind of something fun to do, and you guys were always great to me, so thank you.
It's funny, Roger, I texted him yesterday mid-afternoon, just, hey, listen, would tomorrow work out? Didn't hear from him until about 7:30, 8 o'clock last night. Guess why? You want to take a guess, Roger?
Fishing.
He was fishing. Of course he was. Of course he was. All right, well, let's talk about the season. Did not end where you wanted it to end. Talk about the regional. Let's just start with that first. The regional at Kansas.
Yeah, so I mean, we got the regional draw at Kansas, and we drove up there and knew we had a good Missouri State team for the first game, and you can never really overlook them. They're a great team, and we've had a lot of really good games with them over the past couple of years. So we decided to throw Gackle, and he pitched good enough for us to win, and then bullpen pitched great, and our hitters had some big swings, and I think we won by maybe 5 or 6 runs. So won that first game, and then second game, we're like, oh, baby, this is the big game. It's always in those regionals. It's the 1-0 game that's the big game. Mm-hmm. And we had Dietz on the mound, and their starter was pitching well, and it was just kind of one of those high-intensity, low-scoring, fun-to-play-in baseball games. Reese Robinette hit that 2-run home run, got us up 3-1, and then the next inning, their shortstop, who's a really good player, he had a 2-run home run to tie it. So it was 3-3 for a couple innings, and then they hit one or two more home runs, and I think they ended up winning 5-3. But that stadium it's a little different. I mean, when you're playing some of those schools, they don't have as big a stadium like we do in the SEC, where it's built to hold 10,000-plus fans, right. Whereas Kansas, I think it holds like 2,000 fans. It feels like a high school stadium. Mm-hmm. But when you fill it with 4,000 basketball fans, it's a different environment. Multiple times I heard my mom getting yelled at, and there's beer being thrown all over, and some pretty nasty stuff. So wish we could have beat them. But next day came back and beat Northeastern. They're a really good team. I knew a couple kids on the team just from playing in the Northeast for a couple years in summer leagues. Beat them, and then ended up getting a shot at Kansas again. We came out hot out of the gate. And then they just kept scoring. So it was very sad and not what we wanted, but this team kept fighting, and that's what I'm proud of.
Well, first of all, I hate to hear that about your mom. I'd heard it. I'd seen some of the posts about their crowds were rowdy and obnoxious and were over the edge in some of the things they did. So I hate that for your mom. That's inexcusable. Listen, Kansas is a good team. And, you know, you guys sort of been like this season. You know, you guys are streaky and be up and down a little bit and just didn't get it done. I know for you. So what's weird about this, Canman, is that, you know, you're a junior by, you know, definition. And I didn't know what your plans were. And all of a sudden I heard the other day, you know, I guess it was right after the game when Coach Van Horn said, you know, we're losing some, you know, great guys and Canman and Kozel. And I thought, okay, all right. So even though you'd have a year left, but that was it. So what is your feeling, man? What does it feel like if that's the case, that your career at Arkansas and your time here in the state?
Yeah, I took care of my education. So I graduated this past semester with my communications degree. So schooling, I'm done if I want to be.
Right.
And then that kind of opens up the possibility to play professionally. So. Hoping to sign in July, hoping that goes my way. If it doesn't, then not the end of the world, but hoping to sign professionally in July, along with Ryder and Gackle and Dietz and a couple other really good players in our program. But I mean, I love playing at Arkansas, every minute of it. The people, the fan base, the coaches, and just the facilities, they're second to none. It's something that I think a lot of kids want to do in the state, and I'm just very blessed to do it.
You know, I remember, Roger, I got to go back. I'll go back to last year. One of the great moments was when the team was, I guess that was after the Super Regional, when you guys were running around the outside of the stadium, had the trophy, and I think we were jumping in the lake out there, and there's a great photo of Camden with the trophy or something. It was on the cover of the Democrat Gazette, and I never got that for you, so I need to go back and get that, number one. Number two, Dave Van Horn talked about this, Cam, that you look at last year. Now, you hit for a little bit better average. I think you ended the season at 333 last year. So you finished the season at 318. But, Roger, Camden was number one for the team, batting average, run scored, number of hits, home runs, RBIs, total bases, slugging percentage. You were number one. So, you know, so Dave, you know, made the point that maybe you didn't hit quite as much as the average, but you certainly hit for more power. And you've been consistent, man. I mean, I think that's something to be said. You know, your numbers, you know, you were great last year, but you came back and, you know, you had to go from second to short. You did that for the team. That was not what was expected. So Just, you know, I think, you know, I know you don't care about those individual statistics, but at some point you got to look back and say, hey, man, that ain't bad. That's a solid year, and that's a solid season supporting your team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun season. I think a lot of those individual things, they just go back to the team and the people that helped me do them. I mean, I could have done it without Coach Thompson and Coach Warnes. I know sometimes Coach Thompson gets a little more hate than he should, but he's an unbelievable coach. He knows what he's doing. He helps us work hard. We have an unbelievable facility over there in the Fowler, and he just spends hours over there helping guys. And he's transformed my career. He just has. I mean, he helped me so much mentally and so much physically and turned me into the player I am today standing here. So I couldn't have done it without Coach Thompson, and that's something that everyone needs to know. Just guys like Carson Willis, who I was able to wake up and work out with and push me and do stuff like that.
We're visiting with Cam Nicosia, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. Go out and check out all the great doctors. Roger and I know a lot of the doctors over there, and they've actually worked on me and appreciate them. What a great orthopedic clinic they are. Yeah, so appreciate them sponsoring Camden for 2 years in a row. And, I was wondering, too, you know, last year you had the magical season where you get to go back to where, you know, your dad was employed at Omaha at the stadium, and that was a great experience. Not going to obviously happen this year, but there are seven teams, SEC teams, that are in the mix, and I was going to see a few of those SEC teams. Any thoughts on any of them you think maybe have the best shot at going all the way?
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that the SEC wins another national title. I think it just shows how dominant our league is. But I don't know. I think Alabama is a good team. I think Georgia, Mississippi State are really good teams. That's going to be a heck of a super regional.
Yeah, sure is.
Pulling for both Georgia and Mississippi State. I think either one of those teams, whoever wins out of that super, has a really good shot at winning in Omaha. I think they both know that, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch this weekend. But I'm heading back up to Nebraska on Saturday. I'm driving up with my fiance Natalie, and then I don't know if I'll stick in town for the Collegewood series. I might just be mad the whole time.
No.
I might just have to. Yeah. Get out of town and go out in the country. So
I got you. Well, you know,
it's Georgia and Mississippi State.
Yeah, Oklahoma's in it. You know, obviously, you know, Kansas is hosting that super regional because of the way that worked out. So Oklahoma's in it. You mentioned, you know, Texas is in it. So, yeah, Georgia looks tough. So, yeah, there's a good chance that the SEC team will have a shot at winning it all. And we're excited about UALR, Little Rock Trojans. You guys played them. You've played them the last couple of years. And that's a great story, too, you know. I'm sure you agree with that.
Yes, that's unbelievable. I think that's just so good for the state, just for baseball in general. Wish them, of course, the best of luck. I hope they can really make a run, and I'll be rooting for them. But that'll be really cool to watch.
Obviously you're getting ready for the next level. Have you set the wedding date? Have you got that already set up or no?
Oh, this was a whole fiasco, and I could tell you a lot of stories about this. But I think we're shooting for November 2027. That's going to be the rough time frame. So let her finish her senior year of college and then get on with our lives. So we're excited.
Oh, that's great.
That's plenty of time. That's plenty of planning time.
It's a lot of planning time. It gives both moms a chance to get things, all the ducks in a row, no pun intended, with you. And you can just go ahead and send all our invitations to the station.
Where is the wedding going to be? Is it going to be, where would it be at? Would it be in Arkansas or somewhere else?
It'll be in Omaha.
Okay.
There's both in Omaha, but everyone in Arkansas is invited. So
that's everyone. Awesome.
Groomsmen wearing camo.
I like that.
Yep.
I love it, of course, Roger. Well, listen, man, too, if you find that you're coming down here to Central Arkansas, I know you fish all over the state. Give us a heads up. We love to treat you, or if you and your fiance come down here, we love to treat you to dinner or lunch sometime and say thanks again. Have we sent him a Morning Mayhem shirt this year? We got to make sure and we got to make sure Ella McDowell, who we'll say goodbye to her tomorrow. She's got her bus, her Morning Mayhem shirt.
We got to get that size, Cam. We got to get you a shirt.
Yeah, we'll follow up and get that done. But hey, man, bottom line, it's been a blast. You're a class act. As I mentioned on my voice text last night, you know, you're going to go down as one of the all-time greats in terms of both on the field and off the field production. and just the class act and leader you were.
So, and one of the all-time greats that we've had on our show.
Oh, yeah.
As you've far been, as being yeah. a part of the show, you have been,
you've been super,
way,
man.
Way, way above outstanding.
Yeah, really, really fun. So we wish you the best. Stay in touch, man. Let's we're going to follow you. And as you mentioned, always a Razorback. And like I said, we really look forward to following you and the next step in your career.
Yeah, so thank you so much. This was amazing, guys. And it's hard to leave this place, but I'll always be a Razorback.
Well, may God bless, buddy.
All right, go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Thanks, Cannon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let's go Hawks.
Have a good one. Thank you. All right, thanks to Ortho Arkansas again. Appreciate them stepping up. All of our sponsors who do these, and that's why we're, you know, there's you know, they're not cheap, but there's so much added value, you know, being able to be associated with people like that. I appreciate Ortho stepping up and doing that for 2 years. So.
Well, they got a good one.
They got a good one. They sure did.
Well, I know you negotiate to try to get the right people for us to do the show with, and you've always done an outstanding job. And
what class act he is.
He just is.
And how about those numbers? Did you and Christian, you realize that he, I mean, I didn't, I knew he was probably leader. I didn't know he was the leader in batting average in all of them, home runs, everything. So that's he did about his part. Now, you can look at the top five hitters from last year versus this year. He had like five guys over what he hit this year at 318. So he had about five guys that were over 320. And, you know, this was not, you know, as good of a team as it was last year. It just wasn't. And pitching wasn't as good as it was last year. And so it is what it is. They still win 7 of 10 SEC series. But how about that about his mom? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd seen neighbors had made some. He was there and seen where he made some posts about that they were getting obnoxious. And I think it was interesting. Camden said,
they're
basketball. You know, they're rowdy basketball fans. And
I don't know. Upset before. I don't know. I don't recall ever yelling at anybody on the field. You know, maybe you suck, that type thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not directed towards anybody except maybe the guy that dropped the pass or something. You know what I mean? But it's not that I could do any better. But I just don't understand.
I don't either.
Harassment.
I don't either. Where are those parents?
It's bad enough as for a parent to have to hear somebody booing their kid or their grandkid. That's going to get, you know, if you have a short fuse and all that, that may make somebody go, why don't you back off, you know, that sort of thing. But it's just, I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it.
Couple things here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. David, if I heard Camden correct, he has a communications degree. If his baseball career doesn't go to the next level, you should lock him up for the buzz. He's been awesome the last couple of years and would make a great addition to the station. Yeah, he's a great talker.
See how Phil does first.
Touché, my friend.
Great seeing Phil in here.
It was. Here's one that says, thanks, Canvin. You're one of my favorite Razorbacks ever. We need more like you, but your class and ability are hard to find. God bless you.
Yeah.
Somebody says, throw the bag at Cameron Ryder to come back. I think they're ready to go out to the next level.
Well, I think we were talking about it off the air, and I didn't bring it up. I almost did, but I thought I'd rather talk to him about something else. But to Joe's point, Joe Klein, and your point as well, with all those accolades, all those numbers, that he's done it all. Other than winning the World Series, that's it.
And he's 2 years of time and effort trying to do that. Again, if you can go pro.
And now,
if
he can go pro, it can't get any better for him.
That's right. He was at Vanderbilt before here, so he's been in the game for a while. Somebody says here from the 870, they call him Lantern Jaw. Lantern jaw.
Okay.
Because he said he's got the, the best, what kind of jaw? What was it?
I don't know.
What is it when you say you have the square jaw? Square jaw.
Okay.
Is that it? Square jaw?
Is that right? I don't know. I guess I hadn't paid that much attention to it.
Somebody says, Roger beat me to it. I was typing the angry Phil comment.
No.
Somebody said, it looks like a bobblehead. He's got a football head. He's got football jaw. He's got football thighs, butt, and quads. Or hams. He's built like a football. He's built like a linebacker. He really is.
All right.
Let
me tell you something, my friend. With what you're going to have to be doing Saturday morning on the mean streets of Bathhouse Row in Hot Springs, you have picked up the last 60 days.
Thank you.
I'm just going to tell you, I've noticed your butt, your quads, your arms. Now you're not wearing long sleeves anymore. your jaw and see your jawline. Things are happening. I know your dad's got to be happy.
Yeah, he is.
And you're going to be pushing me in a tub of water. And that's no easy feat.
Yeah, it's good. It's 100 yards. I'm afraid I'm
going
to blow.
We're going up against Army men.
I know.
Firemen, policemen, Roger, women.
If I tear a quad or hamstring or if I blow my Achilles, I'm going to be so mad.
Of course you will be. So what do you got to do?
I'm going to try to warm up, stretch it out. I've been hitting the gym, been over the Little Rock Athletic Club. Appreciate
it. I hope the water's warm or I will warm it up. That'll be my end, but no. We'll be down there Friday to get started.
Yeah, if those of you in Hot Springs come out Saturday and root us on, it's the Bath Fitter team, and look forward to doing that.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and visit with Melinda Mayo. Tyler Kent's coming up at 9. He's opening for Justin Moore over at Magic Springs. Cal's going to be over there. If you missed Cal's interview, Christian, I'm sure we'll be posting that. That whole interview was great. I mean, I could sit there and listen to Cal. He could read the phone book. He's just an engaging dude and got on his soapbox a little bit, which we've heard before, but he threw out some new things, talking about his players that are in the NBA championship game.
He does do that a lot.
What's that?
Get on that.
Yeah, he does. Listen, he said, I'm not talking to it. Not talking to an agent. He said, me a seat next to Joe. And
the only thing is that if there was one, if there's anything there, it's almost, he can still do all that and praise all the guys that he has put into the NBA and made all that money and all that. But now, to the kids that are there now, they're looking for that money now. They're not looking ahead.
But he does say
to deal with it. And he has a great vocabulary and a great manner about him that I think he can relate to these folks and say, look, Mom, Dad, this is what we're going to do. I think maybe you can believe him.
Yeah,
but some coaches are just...
He's got a track record.
Well...
Got a track record.
Some coaches, you go, you know... Well, you know this. A lot of coaches that you recruited you and all that, they do all the sweet talk and everything at the kitchen table and all that. And then when you get up there, it's boot camp.
Different.
And, you know, it's going to go that way. But that's okay, too.
That's right. This is the Whispers. Christian, you know them? You know this?
Does he know them? Put it in.
Okay, so this is actually like a 90s song, right?
No, I think it's older than that.
No. I'm going to disagree with you here.
I will figure out.
I think it's early 90s, like 93, 92 to 96. This reminds me of a song in the 80s. It could fit in with Gap Band and all that kind of stuff. Good stuff. Don't go away. We're glad you're with us. More show to come.
Trojans are in the Super Regional for the first time. Join the Zone tomorrow from 10 to 1 at Brewski's Pub and Grub in Lakewood Village for a preview of the series with Troy.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in Major League Baseball, the Phillies' Christopher Sanchez scoreless inning streak ended at 50 and two-thirds innings as he allowed a run in the seventh inning of their matchup against the Padres. He still got the win as the Phillies won 3-2 while he also got 8 strikeouts. His streak is the third best in the wild ball era dating back to 1920. Oral Hershiser went 59 straight innings in 1988 while Don Drysdale had a 58-inning streak in 1968. The last time Sanchez had allowed a run was against the Giants on April 30th. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Corpus Christi Hooks 12-9 to open the series 2-0. They'll play the third game of the series tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, maybe a thunderstorm. Otherwise, just mostly cloudy, muggy, and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, warm and muggy, mostly cloudy, down to 68. Tomorrow, warmer up to 87 with a very slight chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racy Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-day parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. FanDuel in Arkansas has you covered. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's see, if you're going to build a pool, tennis court, get dozens of fitness machines, indoor basketball court, pickleball court, it's going to cost you about $12.3 million. Don't have it? That's okay. Join the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Floyd Seafood, Keel Avenue, Sherwood, has live Louisiana crawfish. It's the last week for live crawfish. Order by 2 o'clock Thursday for your weekend. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 o'clock Thursday.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Commander of the armies of the North, General of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
We'll be watching that tonight as part of our Hawks Homes movie review. Roger has not seen it. Christian and I have seen it. I've seen it multiple times. I actually watched it a few months ago, but I'll watch it again. It's good stuff.
Christian gave me his the tip of some of his thoughts. Just a tip.
Yeah.
Some of his thoughts this morning. I will not repeat any of those. That'll be you're going to be able to talk to the show because he didn't want to prejudice me against anything. So I'll watch it. Joe said it was a great movie.
What, Christian?
I don't know if you guys will enjoy my movie reviews. I'm a bit more critical in my movie reviews.
What is that? We don't have to enjoy your movie review.
I mean,
we
don't have to agree.
It's your review. Now, we may disagree with you.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah.
We may say that's stupid.
That's fine.
No, we wouldn't say that.
Listen, we've only had you on the show 2 or 3 months, but we can sort of tell. You're opinionated. You've got your opinion, and it's not always aligning with us, which is cool, too. By the way, give you credit, you were exactly right on Rocksteady. 1987, you get the win there.
Wow.
I'm getting it confused. I'm going to tell you this group that I think that I thought it was. I'll tell you, because Craig O'Neill played this back years ago in the early 90s, and that's what I got it confused. But you're right. Rocksteady was 1987.
What group was it? Wow. What group are you thinking?
It's, I'll think of here in a second.
What does Joe Klein say about that?
Oh,
thanks, Joe.
Let's bring in our girl, Melinda Mayo.
Hey, girl.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, guys. I think I would call Camden Kozel a chisel jaw.
Chisel jaw.
That's what Superman
does. He have a cleft chin?
No, I don't think he does.
I don't remember seeing that.
Somebody says Camden chews his gum harder than anybody I've ever seen. Maybe that's why his jaws are that way.
Maybe.
He does square jaw. Maybe that's it. Square jaw.
Square jaw.
Chisel jaw. Yeah.
I've had lock jaw.
How are you, Melinda? How is life? How is retirement going?
Life is great. I mean, everybody said you'll wonder how I ever had time to work because you get busy doing other things. So I'm really doing a lot of fun things. Staying up, you know, till past 9 o'clock is a treat in itself. So It's been great so far. And welcome back. By the way, how'd you like your trip?
It was great. Roger and I both, you know, got a little bit of culture and education. I probably more than Roger just because there's so much history in Europe. And it was really fun. And I learned a lot. I thought it was great to see some parts of the world that remind me we're early. We're babies over here in the United States compared to the rest of the world. And it's always amazing to me to see what the Romans did. You know, and then these Brits, you know, how long a history they have with the kings and the queens and all the things. Yeah,
because especially when you think about, you know, I mean, why we're so closely related to them because of, you know, where our founding fathers came from. Our country started in only 250 years.
Baby stuff.
It's baby crap.
I mean, really is. I mean, baby stuff compared to, you know, Westminster Abbey, Melinda, 1,000 years old. I mean, they've had enough kings and queens to come through there and just, I mean, it's almost overwhelming to see all the buried people they have there and how many centuries, like, oh my gosh, we've only been around 250 years. These folks have been over here. That's just there. That's what I'm talking about, going to Rome and Italy and all that. By the way, I think we got JM on the line. JM, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Are you on the bus?
I am.
Where are you headed?
So forgive me for the connection if it's not worth a flip.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. We're headed to Myrtle Beach.
Oh boy, that's a haul.
Yeah, it's a long way. So
and then you try to come back to Arkansas and play Saturday night.
Right, yeah, exactly. Not the greatest routing of all time. but yeah. Anyway.
Melinda, I sound like Justin, I'm sure you didn't get a chance to hear. Melinda, did you hear any of Cal or Camden?
Yes, I did. I'm like you. Well, I heard both of them. I heard both, and so yeah, I'm like you. I could listen to Coach Cal forever because you just never know what he's going to say next. And with Joe Klein on, so he can rib at him a little bit, makes it even better, doesn't it?
Yeah, he is. He's just he's always a treat to. And I love the fact he goes. We got to go to the people, man. I mean, he's doing kids camps. So this aren't his players. He's going and getting a picture with every one of those 600 kids. And then he talks to every one of them. Man, at this point in his career, he doesn't have to do that. Usually you let your assistants do that. But I give him credit.
Now, this is where you were. I thought you were going to ask him like you did the Bellamy brothers. Cal, are you doing it for the money?
True. But like I said, we'll post all those interviews. Melinda, you know, talking about summertime. Boy, the Brits were just melting. They didn't know what to do with 87 degrees or whatever it was. And I was like, man, you guys, you're babies when it comes to dealing with hot weather.
Yeah, exactly. You get no ice in your Diet Coke. I was over there last spring, rather. And I agree with what you said. We went into bars that had signs that said established in 1516 or so. You know, I'm like, this bar has been here since the 1500s. I mean, it's just so crazy. And then the other part that I didn't really think about is how the war was fought in the cities. Like in London, there's an intersection where they just left a lot of the debris in the middle, I guess, as a reminder, you know. And I thought they actually fought the war, like, in the city.
Yeah.
It wasn't just down in the countryside. Right. So it really is eye-opening. But you're right. I mean, a lot of I went with my church choir last spring. And a lot of our hotel rooms didn't have air conditioning. So, you know, and it does get hot there.
Yeah. Well, this is Justin Moore's favorite time of the year in Arkansas. It's starting his hurricane season. It's going to be starting to get humid over here. Anything we need to be looking for in the next week or two or what?
So we kind of had an early introduction to summer just over this past weekend and early this week. We got up into the 90s for a day or two. I think that's gone for a little bit. It looks like mostly the 80s. And yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's actually a little lower humidity, so it felt pretty good outside. I think we're getting down to the 60s for morning temperatures. Well, a little humidity and some rain chances do come back this weekend. So today, really nice, 84 degrees. I think there could be a couple showers, thunder showers over in western Arkansas mostly today. Not much of a rain chance. Tomorrow still looks good, but those rain chances start to come back some this weekend. And by Sunday, Monday, I think we're looking back at like 50-60% chances of rain and humidity, too. Probably going to get up into the 100s next week for heat index readings.
Gotcha.
So it feels like temperatures.
I know you mentioned the college Women's College World Series. So last night, for those that aren't paying attention now, it's Texas and Texas Tech. And Justin got a chance to go watch the Razorbacks. I know. It's, you know, it's the same two teams that were last year. And if memory serves,
Texas is about to go back to back.
They are. They won last night. They got to go back to back. But didn't Coach Dyfel take the Razorbacks the next to last series of the season to Austin, and we won the series, right? If I'm not mistaken, at Austin, didn't we? I'm pretty sure we did. So it just goes to show.
I'm not sure if we won the series, but I know we won a game.
Christian, would you look in the series?
We may have. Though.
Yeah, I think we did. Look that up, Christian, to see. But yeah, you know, our CEO Terry Mahan is a Tennessee fan, big supporter. She was actually over there at the World Series, and you know, and it really looked promising for Tennessee.
Arkansas won 2-1.
2-1, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. So again, yeah. We went toe-to-toe with, you know, the national champion. But, you know, Courtney Dyfel was talking, I think, with Bo yesterday. We need to get Courtney on. And just said, listen, you know, Texas Tech's budget is $3.5 million. And it's just like, you know, I'm sure the Arkansas is probably not even a million. You're probably less than a million. It's tough to compete when you just go out and sign. I think they went out and signed one of Tennessee's best players, and they got that one girl, the pitcher, that, you know, gave her $1 million. And just like what we're seeing in football. And but, you know, again, you know, you look what Courtney Dyfel's obviously done with less. But yeah, I'm like Justin, like, bleh, on the World Series. What about are you following Little Rock, Melinda, the Trojans?
Oh, for sure, following Little Rock, because technically I am. I still say ULR. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know Little Rock.
That's okay.
Trojans.
Yes.
And technically, you know, I'm a Wichita girl. I went over to Arkadelphia and went to Wichita for 3 years, but ended up moving to Little Rock, and I wrapped up at ULR. So it's just good to see them. You know, it's good for the state. It's good for the school. I read an article with the wrestling coach who you guys have on, Neil. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, this raises all of us. It gets the whole program, the whole athletic program attention. There'll be commercials running during the game about ULR. So that's just a good thing. And yeah, I know the women, it's an all Texas deal. So that's kind of hard for us to take. But this Najari Kennedy, who you've mentioned, you know, kind of making history for over $1 million twice back to back to transfer from Stanford. And she actually pitched like half of an inning or something last night.
She's good.
She's pitched most of it. She's really good. So it'll be worth it just to watch her tonight, I think.
Well, Melinda, we're gonna cut short. We're running a little behind, but yeah, it's sort of weird now. You know, the college sports season is almost over. We'll be doing talking time down at the SEC Media Days down in Tampa in a few weeks, and Roger and I don't know if we're gonna be able to get Justin there or not, but going to a NASCAR race this summer, and so we're gonna try to do some fun things. And like Melinda says, hey, I'm free now. Maybe Melinda can maybe take a trip with
maybe
us or two.
Melinda, maybe you can do it. Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm sporting new hair. So things
Roger's hair's growing. Yeah. Justin, you ought to see it.
I haven't worn a hat in a few days. You know?
I mean, it's growing. It's coming up.
Is that not crazy?
It's coming up.
Is that not
crazy?
Looking sharp.
It is. It's looking sharp. He's still got a ways to go, but it takes time, man.
It takes
Rome.
A long time.
Rome was not built in a day.
Well, no, it wasn't, but it was 4,000 years ago.
I hope it didn't take that long.
I hope it didn't take
Melinda, thank your fine sponsor.
We for real. Hey, don't get injured with that bathtub. Could you imagine when somebody says, what'd you do? And you'll have to say, I was pushing Roger in a bathtub.
Oh, I know.
Down a hill. That's not going to be a good story, so be careful.
I will.
Hey,
thank you.
Huge thanks to Sanders Ground Essentials for everything they've done for me. I've had people say, is your yard really as good as you say it is? And I say, just come take a look. I mean, it absolutely is. In fact, I've got to call Kyle because my shrubs are growing so fast. We're having to cut them like every 2 weeks. So I'm going to say, you know, can we back that down on the fertilizer maybe a little bit?
Who would have ever thought? You know, I noticed mine today, Melinda, or yesterday afternoon when I left the house in the early afternoon, and they are they need to be cut. But I thought, you know what? I'm kind of liking them like that right now. And maybe that's just a part of me not feeling very good going, I ain't cutting them today. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it just means they're healthy. So give them a call, 315-9395, standardsground.com, online as well.
Thanks, Melinda. Have a great
weekend. Ma'am.
Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too. Go Hogs. When we come back, we've got Justin Moore on his way to the Carolinas. Justin's favorite game, Fact or Crap, coming up next.
Yes! 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 Yes!
We need a contestant, 661-1037. Give us a contestant. We're giving away some good tickets.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Let's be honest. Guys love free food and free stuff. That's why Arkansas Urology is inviting you to the grand reopening of the new AU Men's Health Clinic on Friday, June 5th from 11 to 1 at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. Come enjoy free hamburgers, hot dogs, or chicken strip baskets, free men's health screenings, and free Arkansas Urology t-shirts for the first men there. No pressure, no long speeches, just food, fun, and taking care of your health. Call 501-219-8900, Arkansas Urology. Stop by and check us out.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention skilled craftsmen, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is hiring only the best that the natural state has to offer. If you're ready for your next big opportunity to have steady work and better pay, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is ready to talk to you. Bath Makeover is looking for plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers to help us keep up with high demand. Bath Makeover is growing our commercial division as well, with the ability to now install over 100 bathrooms a month. Bath Makeover can knock out multi-unit projects quickly, easily 10 bathrooms at a time in a single week at hotels, apartments, and government housing all across Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is looking for only experienced and qualified skilled craftsmen to join our talented team. To learn more about the job opportunities at Bath Makeover of Arkansas, visit bathmakeoverar.com. That's bathmakeoverar.com. Plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers, visit bathmakeoverar.com. That's bathmakeoverar.com.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at USTruckAccessories.net.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
FanDuel.
8:49 on this Thursday, June 4th. Let's go ahead, Roger. We got to go. Well, let's hit that open. We think we got a contestant for Factor Crap.
Factor Crap. Christian, you got it up there?
Not on my page. I don't. Right.
We'll find it.
Should be on Thursday, though.
It should be. Where's my page? Give me a minute, bud.
It's all right. Terry, hang tight. I do want to thank Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Daniel and Vanessa Ellison right there in Justin Moore's hometown of Poland, Arkansas. They've also got...
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Yuck Shamash, my friend.
Yuck Shamash.
Blow day.
But what's the backside of it?
Dobre.
Dobre.
Dobre. Dobre. Blow day. Dobre.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready, my man.
What tickets is he playing for, Christian?
He can either win Kansas 38 special tickets, which is tomorrow, and if he can't go to that show, he can win a Moe's $10 gift certificate.
Okay.
There we got Moe's back?
We only have a couple.
Moe's.
All right, here we go, Terry. You can listen to Justin, Roger, or Christian if what they have to say, or you can go with your own instinct on whether this is fact or crap. Ready?
I'm ready.
Fact or crap. Sweden has more than 267,000 islands, the most of any country in the world. Is that fact or crap, Roger Scott?
Fact.
Justin Moore, fact or crap? Sweden.
Oh, man. I'll go with Rog and say fact.
Christian, what do you think? Fact
is
or crap?
Indonesia or Micronesia a country? I'm going to go crap on it.
All right, Terry, you got two facts and one crap. Which direction are you going to head? Sweden has more than 267,000 islands, the most of any country in the world.
I was really counting on Justin to pull through here and give me an answer. He just rolled with Rogers, so I'm going to go with Christian and say crap.
Sweden has more than 267,000 islands. The most of any country in the world is a fact.
Okay.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal, Terry.
Shoulda rolled with Rod.
There you go, Terry.
Shoulda.
So shove it. Here's the deal. I've never rooted against one of our colors before. I'm rooting against
you
on this.
Most.
Well, here's it. Norway is second, followed by Finland, Canada, and Chile.
Yeah.
Majority of them are vacant. For example, about only 1,000 of Sweden's islands are inhabited. Mm. Only about 8,000 have some form of building. I had no idea. I never would have guessed that.
It's not for you to know that out there, and it's not for Terry to know.
I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah, is that I am AY Magazine's Trivia Host of the Year. And if I may borrow from Adam Sandler, you blew it!
All right, you got to get two right now, Terry.
No,
here we go.
No, that's Robert De Niro.
If fact or crap.
All right, let's do this.
Back off!
Every elected official in Kentucky has to take an oath that they've never been in a duel. Every elected official in Kentucky has to take an oath that they've never been in a duel.
A duel.
Roger
a
would
fan
say.
Duel. Oh. Fan a fan duel. Fan duel.
Right? We've been making fun of the way Roger says fan duel. Roger, is that fact or crap?
That's 100% true.
Justin Moore, fact or crap?
God, I have no idea. I don't even know what that means in this day and time. A duel.
It's just an old law still in the books, and it had to do back in the day before the Alamo.
You would shoot it. You walk 50 paces or whatever, you turn around and drew your pistols for a duel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can y'all hear me? Because I can't hear myself.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you.
No, okay. We hear you loud and clear.
I'll just say crap just to...
Okay.
I have no idea, caller. I mean, I have no clue. But that sounds ridiculous to me.
That's probably a fact that's been left on the books for like 150 years.
That's what I said.
All right, Terry, what do you think? Fact or crap? Got to get this one right.
Well, I've heard the toothbrush was invented in Kentucky because if it had been anywhere else, it would have been the teeth brush. So I'm going with fact.
All right. Every elected official in Kentucky has to take an oath that they've never been in a duel is a fact. You got it right. One more to go. Here we go. These are for the tickets.
I mean, that is just ridiculous.
I know. It's stupid. It's still in the books, as Christian said. Yeah, it's silly.
Wait a minute. Did he say fact or crap?
He said fact. I said fact.
He went with me on it.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, last one.
So he's one for two.
He's one for two. Right. He's got one more to go. Here we go.
50-50.
The longest down and distance to go in NFL history was when the New England Patriots in 1971 faced 4th and 63. Is that fact or crap, Roger Scott?
Well, I just discovered this just the other day in reading the new book about the owner, Robert Kraft, of New England. And he was there. One of those things that he stuck with him from when he was a kid was watching that game. He said, if they can come, I can do what I can do from way back. That is a fact.
Justin, more fact or crap? Fourth and 63.
I'm going to say crap.
Christian, what you got? Fact or crap?
I'm going to say that's a fact.
All right. For the Moe's gift certificate or the tickets to the concert, Terry, the fact or crap?
Back up, Terry.
Roger. Yeah. Don't let me down, Roger. I'm going fact.
All right.
Oh, now you need me.
The longest...
I'm the guy you left behind.
Yeah.
Listen, he gets, now he's a title holder. He gets a little offended.
I don't get offended. I'm just going, dude, I'm telling you, don't step in the quicksand. You got to trust me.
Are you saying that everybody has to agree with you every time?
I didn't say that. What I said was, is I never intentionally lie on this game.
The longest down and distance to go in NFL history was when the New England Patriots faced 4th and 63 in 1971 is a fact. You are the winner, Terry.
Ding, ding,
you get to make your choice whether you want Moe's or whether you want to go to concert Friday night. Congratulations, buddy. You rallied and won it. Good
Congrats,
job.
Congrats, Terry. Back up, Terry.
Put it in reverse.
Play the potato chip crunching for me, Roger.
I'll do it. I'll get it for you.
The Moe's. Yep. Yes, yes.
I'll get it. You're welcome.
Yes. Justin, go ahead.
I had to win this, guys. I was born in 1971.
Oh, you have to. You have to. Yes, Justin?
Nice. I was just going to say, like, if I'm Kansas or 38 Special, I am not feeling good right now. Hey, sir, would you like a burrito, or would you like to go to a concert where you hear nothing but hits? Give me that damn burrito. I'll take the burrito.
Yeah, if they're listed, they probably aren't excited about that. So anyway, maybe he's heard enough of Kansas and 38 Special. I don't know.
If y'all had that queso, I mean, look, it's Kansas and 38 Special, but if you had that queso at Moe's.
What'd you say, Terry?
He's doing stuff with his kids that night, I think.
I gotcha.
Dude, Terry, I'm just picking at you, man. It's just funny. Like, I don't know.
Congratulations, Terry. Good job, buddy. You won it. You got it done. And now thanks to our friends over at Arkansas Municipal Equipment, Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. We appreciate them. If you got any waste needs, recycling, they can do it all. They've got the big, giant garbage trucks, front loaders, automated side loaders. They've got it all. So thanks to them. Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna give this deal away. I don't even want a burrito. I just damn sure don't want to go watch them two.
That is so freaking funny.
Listen, that he wants so the most.
Funny. I'm sorry, I don't know why that's funny to me.
Because you're in the business, number one. But number two, it's hilarious. You go no. No, I think I'll take it. He said, I like your line. Have you not had your queso?
All right. Tyler Kitch coming up next. Tyler's going to be opening up for Justin Saturday night in Hot Springs. So we'll have him on next. And graffiti. We're going to do graffiti next hour. You good with that, Roger? You good with that, Christian? We're going to do graffiti. People are calling for it. Don't go away.
And the Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Store.